WHCL, Clinton, New York.
The yellow moon shines up above. Music is bringing songs of love to you and me. How I feel, should I confess I love you? Should I recite beneath the pale moonlight and swear by stars above you? Could I repeat the sweetest story told? Could I? Would it be too bold? Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I confess I love you?
Sweet Georgia Brown. They all die and wanna die for sweet tell you why. You know I don't lie, not much. All those tips, the photos slips, the sweet Georgia Brown. They buy clothes at fancy shows, $1 down. Oh boy, tip your hat, oh joy, she's a cat. Who's that, mister? Take your Christmas, that sweet Georgia Brown.
Burn 'em daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, wake up, chillin', wake up, and I'm thoroughly awake. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola. You're listening to WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. It's a lovely night here. It's just, you know, the weather is just gorgeous. It's not, it's been like a steam cabinet most of the week, though I'm not complaining because it's anomalous compared to how it's been otherwise. But I just felt it's just beautiful, and so I'm glad to be up here playing my music for you again on Radiola, and it's always always a nice Friday night for me. It's my main thing on Friday, in fact. Tonight's show is called No Pigeonholes, because a couple of days ago I found myself categorized, and I said I don't want to be categorized. I never felt I was categorizable, because whenever I try to join a group or a club or something of people who have one overriding issue or concern, I find myself in disagreement with most of them before 2 minutes have passed. So I'm basically an independent, but somebody categorized me recently, so that just inspired me to come up with this show. And there's something in my nature to offend everybody. I'll tell you that right now. But should I reveal exactly how I feel? That was Chick Bullock, 1930. I think that was off a perfect 78, as far as I know. That was a file, but I have a copy of that record, but that's a better copy, so we played that. Buck and Bubbles, recording with Freddie Gardner in 1936, Sweet Georgia Brown, oh yeah, night in London there. And Willard Robeson with the Troubadours there, or the truncated version of the Troubadours, as you will. We're going to go right now to a totally nondescript and totally uncategorizable set of dance music for your listening enjoyment. Art Landry with Dinty Curtis on the vocal, 1925, 5'2", Eyes of Blue.
stopped shining, showed me the silver lining, hell of my lonesome hour. When all the world seemed dreary, who came along to cheer me? Hell of my lonesome hour. Who showed me the short way from the long way, the right way from the wrong way, and made me see the rainbow after the shower? And most of all, when I needed you to guide me, you always stood beside me. Hell of my lonesome hour.
Lonesome Hours. I've got the Pal of My Lonesome Hours here tonight, and that's much appreciated, because I tend to go off into my own little world when I'm doing the show, so that helps keep me grounded in reality. That was from 1926, Abe Lyman and his orchestra. Before that, the Georgia Melodians, I Found a New Baby, 1926 also. An old Edison, and they didn't record for anybody else, so that was a marvelous group there, the Georgia Melodians. Not a lot of stars that you would even mention or remember, but boy, they played good jazz. Beginning with Art Landry, Dinty Curtis on the vocal, 5'2" Eyes of Blue, 1925, and that was a very sincere vocal, I have to say. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm very sincere tonight about enjoying this music. It's great. It doesn't follow any particular scheme or theme, except the scheme was to get on the air tonight, and I did that. But I decided to make the fact of its randomness, its seeming randomness, a theme in itself, and group things according to whatever reason. But it's a miscellany. Again, this show really, even this music isn't even categorized. It doesn't exist as a genre anywhere. Even on Live 365, where the show is, we don't. It's not seen often. There's no 20s genre. There's no early 20th century genre. They start with the 30s and 40s. But I play a lot of stuff from the 20s. But what can you do? And a lot of stuff that cannot be categorized according to people's standard set of pigeonholes. And that's fine. And as far as myself, I couldn't fit into a pigeonhole. In fact, I have to buy my pants on the Internet, so that'll tell you something. In 1 week, on the 6th of August, will be the... it will be coming up this week. It'll be on Thursday, I think. Arthur Fields was born in 1884, according to his death certificate, in Philadelphia. But he lived a lot of his life in Utica, and his family spent a lot of time in Utica. Arthur Fields' original name was Abe Finkelstein, or Steen, as you will. And in the 1896 Utica City Directory, of which we have a copy, I note that there is a Max Finkelstein living at 96 Whitesboro Street in Utica. And Max, of course, might have changed his name later to Mortimer, which is usually accepted as the name for Arthur Fields' father. And 96, of course, was the old numbering system. Now, of course, most streets are numbered in 100 increments and blocks, but that was when it was just run. They just ran all the numbers from A to Z or whatever, from one to whatever, without any consideration of what block a particular house might be in. So it was 96. In the 1935 directory, there is a Mrs. Ella Fields listed at 210 Whitesboro Street in Utica. All those buildings have since been torn down, And I'm assuming 210 and 96 are pretty they're pretty close to each other. It might have been the same building, in fact, but it would have been in that. Then it would have been considered the 200 block. Those buildings have since been torn down and were made. There was a housing project there, Washington Courts Apartments, which now no longer exists. And there was no historical marker saying that Arthur Fields lived there. But it is worth noting, and it's worth noting that Max and Ella Finkelstein, probably, or Fields, as you will, were Mortimer and Elizabeth Fields on his death certificate. Who knows? I thought that was a bit of an interesting thing to find out. But here, when he sings about dear old Southland and longing for the levee, he's actually longing for the Erie Canal. And he lived around the corner from some of my relatives who were in that neighborhood. So I'm sure some of them might have encountered the Fields or the Finkelsteins on a regular basis. Probably lived close by. They were all in the neighborhood there. But here's Arthur Fields in 1922 singing "Dear Old Southland," and the only thing he was living south of was North Utica.
I wanna play in the cotton and corn to feel it. I used to feel it. I wanna hear dear old Mammy each morn saying, "Go long, go long, go long, go long to school." I wanna be where the land is near the water. I love the water. I love to see Mammy Jimmy's all near. Love her because I want her. I want to hear the Canadians in tune singing, "Go long, go long, go long, go long, you do." Hear old Southland, I hear you calling me, and I long. Oh.
different now. Things don't seem the same somehow. I'm lost without you. Ever since you went away, every day is a gloomy day. I'm lost without you. When you are not here, I feel so awfully blue. I'd give most anything if you were true dear. I am always feeling sad. One kind word would make me glad. I'm lost without you.
Loving to do the kind that fills and thrills, feel happiness will down to kill you, wishing and waiting for someone like you, like lovers in a story. Maybe he'll hold me, scold me, won't forget the things he told me. I've built my castles in the air with kisses painted on his stone. Someday I'll reign as queen up there on a beautiful love dream throne. Wishing and waiting, that's all that I do, hoping for a sweet somebody like you.
Arthur Fields, a.k.a. Abraham Finkelstein, the Pride of Whitesboro Street in Utica, New York. Yes, indeed. And And we heard three vocals by him on there. Yes, the Harmony Dance Orchestra, 1927, Wishing and Waiting. Before that, Grey Gull Studio Orchestra, I'm Lost Without You, 1928. Great trumpet work on there, very Vixian sounding. And not a bad scat solo either. Very nice singing in addition to Arthur's vocal. And Arthur began with dear old Southland. And it was actually south of Deerfield because North Utica didn't exist when he was there. It was not incorporated until, I think, about 1912. So that's some Utica things that nobody else will care about in the rest of the whole world. But I do because that's where I live. And I have to celebrate a local boy once in a while. And I'm a real local boy, another pride of Whitesboro Street. But here I am on the radio, on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org in Clinton, New York. That's amazing they let me in here. And we're going to continue now with McKinney's Cotton Pickers, 1930. Hello. Thank you.
for my love to you to be your own. If you refuse me, I will be blue and waiting all alone.
But if when you hear my love call ringing clear,
and I hear your answering echo so dear, then I will know our love will come true.
You'll belong to me,
I'll belong to you.
I'd reach for a star, worshipping you from afar, living with my silent love. I'm like a flame dying out in the rain, only the ashes remain, smoldering like my silent love. Oh, I long to tell all the things I have planned. Still, it's wrong to tell, you would not understand. You'll go along never dreaming I care, loving somebody somewhere, leaving me my silent
lovely tune from 1932, Bob Causer's Cornelians, or Cornelians. That's fighting words up here at Hamline College, by the way. Paul Small on the vocal, My Silent Love. I think Eddie Lang sounded like you. It sounded like, if not Eddie Lang, someone with his particular ability to play beautifully on the guitar, was on that recording. Before that, Morris Winnick and his orchestra, Indian Love Call, used in the TV series in Britain, Pennies from Heaven. And I don't know when that was recorded, but because I don't have a British discography. But that was from the 30s. That's pretty obvious. beginning with McKinney's Cotton Pickers. Hello, 1930. Yes, what else can you say? Beautiful stuff. This is Radio. I'm Andy Sr. here on, well, you know where we are, and I'll tell you again later. I want to remark upon the fact that next week, probably at least for to fill in for the Antique Phonograph Music Hour, which is on WFMU and down in New Jersey, but you can stream that all over, and there's a nice link on my Radiola blog. The Old Codger will return next Tuesday night at 7 for his usual program of, not usual, I would say unusual program, but he's a favorite of mine, and I've corresponded with him, and he sent along a couple of wonderful recordings, which I'm going to play, but you got to listen to the Codger next week, next Tuesday night, at it'll be August 4th, 7 p.m., and the link to his show is on my Radiola blog. Type Radiola into Google. It comes right up at the top. That's all you have to do. Or just type Radio. Well, that's what you have to do. Just do it. Here's Oscar Buddy Woods and Kitty Gray and her Wampus Cats in 1937. The Baton Rouge Rag.
Wake up in the morning, holding a bottle tight, When I lay down at night, mama, just a gallon out of sight, because I just keep on a-drinking. Yes, I keep on drinking. God, I just keep on a-drinking till good liquor carry me down. Doctor, with my head in my hand, the doctor said, Big Bill, I think I'll have to give you monkey glands, because you just keep on drinking. Yes, I keep on drinking. I'm gonna keep on drinking till good liquor carry me down. God, my woman told me to stop drinking and come on home. If you don't, Big Bill, some other man gonna carry your business on, but I'm just gonna keep on a drinking. Yes, I'm gonna keep on drinking. I'm just gonna keep on a drinking till good liquor carry me down.
Yes, by Sweetie Went Away, by the Rhythm Rascals. Yes, the Rhythm Rascals, Sam Cost on the vocal there in 1936. Good jazz from across the pond. Okay, I couldn't think of anything more clever to say than that. Before that, Big Bill Brunzi, a recording lent to me by the old codger, Good Liquor Gonna Carry Me Down. And I think that's Big Bill Brunzi, because... I suppose Big Bill was not, it might not have been a franchise. It must have been just the one guy. 1935. Before that, Oscar Buddy Woods with Kitty Gray and her Wampus Cats. Baton Rouge Rag, 1937. Great stuff. And by the way, do listen to the Codger next Tuesday night at 7. And you can find a link to all his old shows on my Radiola blog. So scroll way down. You know, scroll down to the link section, all those music links where you'll find a lot of great stuff. You'll find the Big Broadcast. You'll find Forward into the Past. You'll find the West End Jazz Band. And you'll find this man. The man I'm going to play now, Dan Levinson, has the most amazing and insane itinerary of any musician I've ever seen. He's been in Europe, and he's been back over here, and right now he's doing Saratoga professionally as a musician, of course, not as a not for the other reason that my father used to do it. But he's there this week until Sunday. And he'll be back next Wednesday, too, from 4 till, from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m., playing it with the, well, the group he's with. Let me find the proper link here. He's with the Reggie's Red Hot Feet Warmers. I want to make sure I say that properly. At the at the racetrack from 11 till 4 p.m. And then on after doing Sunday, on Monday, he's going to be with Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks in New York City, right on Broadway, and right in Times Square. Sophia's is a northern eatery that is in the heart of Times Square. The food is excellent, and the atmosphere is low-key. Yes, I'm reading this, but it's worth reading. On Monday nights, Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks are in the basement, a.k.a. Club Cachet. This is a big room with a great wood dance floor with a real live band. 11 acoustic musicians make up the Nighthawks, and they really get the crowd dancing to 1920s and 1930s and maybe even a little 1940s dance and jazz music. This is a true American art performed by pros and not by many other people, I might add. Lots of locals and many European visitors make up the audience of all ages. 15 cover charge, 15 minimum for food, drink, or whatever you want. The overall menu is very inexpensive, but you can stay the entire evening. Doors open at 7. The band plays from 8 till 11. This is the best thing to do on a Monday night, and that's at the Hotel Edison in Times Square. And the Club Cachet is part of Sophia's restaurant. Go down there, and that's Monday nights. Every Monday nights for about a year now they've been there. And that's on Dan's itinerary, too. And he's also in Europe, and he's with plays with, Leon Redbone. Well, I'm going to shut up now and play something that he played, which is from a 1998 CD release, Blue Roses of Far and Near. Here's Dan Levinson's Roof Garden Jazz Band Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me.